reality that so many people focus on teachings of the body and the form. They come and they begin to teach us that discipline the form with Islam means submission, means your practices to discipline the form and to bring the bad characteristics of the form down, but to begin to move into the oceans of realities and the oceans of light. And the understanding from the teachings of the lataif, and these are subtle energy points upon the chest, upon the heart, that open the heart into the Divine, the Presence. We must understand that our whole body like satellite dishes, 360 different subtle energy points of the body that pick up these energies and they support us. Means that we are an energy being. The food that we eat is for the physicality, but the spirituality and the energy that Allah is sending is to the soul, and a power that's sending to the soul. And they begin to teach us on how to enter into the heart, into the realities, timeless realities of Allah's Divinely Lights. That this goes from left to right, means from my heart, the qalb, the sir, and it's an eternal hourglass, like a eternity. Goes from the qalb to the sir. The sir has to pass the center to the sir, to the khafa pass again through the akhfa into the qalb. Means it's like an hourglass that it goes left, right, cut down, again to the right and back up. So it's like a figure eight across the chest or across the heart, but has a deep reality in everything that we are moving towards in the oceans of reality. And they begin to teach that for every Prophet that came onto this earth, they came with a message for their people and they came with a timeless reality. That the station of the qalb is under the authority of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and the Prophet Adam has a timeless reality of وَلَكَ الْكَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, that Allah honored the nobility of the creation of Adam and Eve, and that we are not monkeys that have evolved into the ability to talk and to hear, but we are a noble creation coming from the heavens, and that we're on a spiritual journey and then to the heavens we shall return. And that creation was given a tremendous honor in Divine the Presence and taught all of its realities. So at the station of the qalb, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam constantly reminding us from the eternal light reality that you are an honored creation, and that the light of Adam is always descending onto earth because Bani Adam is always being born. Means that Sayyidina Adam is always coming to earth. It's not just one time he came, but the dhurriya and the progeny of Sayyidina Adam salam are always on an eternal descent into the earth or ascension towards the heavens. That we have all the children that are constantly coming, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is teaching. We're always coming from heaven, and at every moment we're going back because somebody is dying, somebody is coming. And that you have been a noble creation, taught all the names and all the realities, all bestowed upon your soul and then given a form. Don't be lost with the world of the form, but seek the world of light, seek that which is eternal. Later they begin to teach us this reality is actually the reality of light, seeking to be a star, where Prophet described, follow my companions, any one of them, and they are stars on a dark night. Why Prophet gave us the coordinates of a najm and not a planet? Because the star is an ethereal entity. It's a noble gaseous reality, it's not physical. That don't think that your physicality brings you nobility. But lose your physicality and enter the oceans of light and reality, and my companions are all like stars. That if you follow them like a moon, they will dress you from their realities, bless you from their realities. That's why so much of Qur'an is Shamsi wal qamar, shamsi wal qamar. Allah always pointing out that the sun is first and the moon is constantly following. It gives it a male and female, that the sun is first, the sun is eternal, the light is eternal. Keep always what is eternal in your life most important, and that which physical should be following the light, not the reverse. And then Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is eternally teaching us that when you begin to open, and who knows himself will know his Lord. When you begin to open and meditate onto your heart that, Ya Rabbi, let me to be nothing, to be nothing, to be nothing. When they begin to teach of these realities, they are teaching the soul and not the body. That once your soul has an understanding of these realities, as soon as you go to sleep your soul is free and goes towards the Divinely Presence and asks the Divinely Presence, I've been taught these realities, dress me from these lights, bless me from these lights. Then they begin to dress the soul from those realities. This is also like an old time projection TV. If you had an old time projection TV, there are certain bulbs that would project onto the screen, because the opening of these lataif and these subtle energy, lataif from the sifat al-latif, they're subtle energy points, that by opening these energy points, by you focusing on their realities and the understanding and the knowledges of them, then through the tafakkur and contemplation Allah begins to send these lights upon the soul. Begins to send these yellow lights and the reality of the station of the qalb and the reality of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and then everything that we've listed. That what is the season, what is the prayer, what is all of our life is based on these lataif. Then we go to the sir and the red and the struggle, and that's under the authority of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, its reality is that you have to struggle and build your faith. As I built a ship on a mountain with 40 years of no rain, means you have to build your faith. If all the world comes to say that, why are you doing what you're doing? What's the purpose of what you're doing? Why are you wasting your time doing these things? Then that is the way of the soul, that is the way of faith. You'll be given a task in which its benefit is only for your soul and not your body, and that is the building of the soul, and that is the eternal reality of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. That comes and says that we have to build the soul. It is Safinatul Najat, it is this the ship of safety. If you build your soul with faith and with testing, your soul knows how to traverse the oceans of difficulty and return us onto the Divinely Presence. There's no soul that ever got lost. Means the physicality is lost in this world. By the testing and by all the understandings in life that come to you of hardships and difficulties, what doesn't kill you makes you to be stronger. But not the physicality to be stronger, but the soul to be stronger. Means heartbreak and difficulty. When you endure with patience and good character, your soul becomes stronger, becomes more guided, becomes more energized, more enlightened. That soul begins to embark on its journey. It passes the aqfa. Aqfa is of the Divinely Presence and is black because it represents annihilation. That if you are entering into the Divinely Presence aqfa, because it has the alif of maqam al-ihsan, it has the alif of Islam. Anything related and in the Divinely Presence carries izzatullah and the reality of the alif. Carries that black because it's a station of annihilation. That when you enter into the ocean of annihilation is to enter into the oceans of nothingness. The color black is black because it absorbs all colors and gives no color back. Means then when we're passing from this sir, passing through this aqfa, then maqam sir, from the sir to sir, then this is the stations of light that we talked a few nights ago before, that are under the authority of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam describing that If you want to enter into these realities and enter into the Divine, the Presence, enter into the oceans of faith, there is a big fire in front of you. What people call the fire of Jahannam. What we use in computers is a firewall. You have a computer? It's a firewall. The firewall is for what? To defend the server against viruses, against badness and bad characteristics. Begin to teach us that your characteristics, your bad energy, your bad ideas, your bad understanding, yeah, they won't be allowed in Divine the Presence. They're going to pass through the firewall. They're going to pass through that cleansing, they're going to be washed. So then they teach you, lose all other than what Allah wants. Anything that you are taking with you of a desire, of a character, of something that not pleasing to the Divine the Presence, it's going to burn in that fire. Like a moth that is directed to the flame. Means that lose those desires now so that you don't face the difficulty of the grave. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhis-salam comes and teaches that they built a fire to throw me within that fire. And قُلْ يَا نَهْرُ كُنِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيم. Means that you take a path, once you're in the tariqah you take a path, Ya Rabbi, don't let me to be filled with qadab. Don't let anger to overtake, anger burns all amal. So any good amal will be lost with anger. Any good actions will be burnt away with anger. So then they actively begin to pursue their anger to be dropped, their anger to be dropped. Every wudu, قُلْ يَا نَهْرُ كُنِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. Ya Rabbi, let the fire of my bad character to be cool and peaceful, to go. And Sayyidina Ibrahim is constantly coming into our lives, and that's why Prophet wanted us to make salawatul Ibrahimiyyah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala Ali Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam wants to come, all the Prophets are coming to teach us. We have an eternal message. Allah has no time, Allah doesn't waste. I wasn't sent for just 50 people or 100 people. Allah eternally sending our souls for guidance. And each of the Prophets come to guide with an eternal message that your life is filled with that fire. If they throw you into that fire and you become angry, you're no different than a volcano and you have lost everything. But take the testing, take the difficulties that with zikr, with practices, with washing, and the importance of constantly washing, the constantly bathing is to reduce that fire. If we reduce that fire, becomes the fire of love, and they hand us over to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam comes and begins to teach that, I have the yaqeen of hearing, I have the certainty of hearing. Because we keep talking about Kaleemullah, the one who speaks to Allah, but negating that for you to speak with Allah, you are hearing Allah. And that's not something easy, that's not something small. To say that the one who speaks to God means first he hears God. And he's teaching us that when you burn away that fire of anger and it becomes the fire of Divine love, means now is opening a sacred heart. That what burns within the person is the love of the Divine the Presence, a patience with all creation, a patience with all difficulty, that always asking that, don't let me to burn on the outside and to be angered by everybody, but allow and teach me how to bring that as a fire within my being, as a fire for my engine to approach your Divinely Presence. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam comes and teaches that fire will become the fire of love that gives and grants the yaqeen to begin to hear. We're not going to hear like Sayyidina Musa, so these are from Ulul Azam. But what you will begin to hear with Divine love is you hear your own consciousness. The lower conscious within the heart connecting to the higher conscious within the heavens. There is a portion of the soul that always in Divinely Presence, like a satellite wanting to communicate to us. but blocked by the ego and the bad character. When this fire is controlled and bad characteristics are controlled, this consciousness begins to open and the servant begins to hear themselves and hear the coordinates, hear what the Divine, the Present wants for us. Then the reality of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, Ati Allah, Ati Ya Rasul wa Ulul Amri Minkum. Allah, why would Allah order to obey me, obey the Prophet and obey the Ulul Amr if you didn't have the possibility of opening the faculty of hearing? And our way is samina wa atana, that the perfection of faith is to hear and to believe, not to see and to believe. See and believe is both paras. That they have to see everything, they have to make an idol of everything and then they believe. Prophet wanted the perfection of iman for us is that you merely hear and move towards your belief. Open the perfection of your hearing. And Nabi Musa comes and teaches, yes, if you open the perfection of your hearing, control your anger and bring it into a Divine love, you will begin the stations of hearing and speaking. Means from maqam as-sir as-sir is the opening of hearing and speaking into that Divine, the Presence. They begin, and this is again holy hadith, my servant approaches with voluntary worship, I become the hearing in which he hears. I become the speaking in which he speaks. There's a process. They came to Imam Shafi'i and they asked him of all of these things, oh, prove this for me, prove this for me, where's this, where's that? And he gave a very simple example. He says, bring a bucket of milk for me, and they brought a bucket of milk. And he said, would you believe that in this milk there's butter? He said, yeah. Would you believe within this milk there's like cottage cheese? How many products you can make from this milk? They're all there, but why are you not seeing them? Because there's a process in which to process and produce that milk, and it becomes the butter, it becomes the cottage cheese, it becomes the ghee. But if you don't do anything with it, it stays milk. It has all of its potential but didn't reach what Allah wanted. Means qalb al-mu'min baytullah. Baytullah must be very powerful if it's really baytullah. And these are the realities and the power of the heart. When Allah says is the house of the believer, the heart of the believer is my house, it's not a poor house and it's not a weak house, it's a very powerful house. Well, Allah describes, I'll become your hearing, I'll become your seeing, I'll become your speaking. And I'll be the hands in which you touch and the feet in which you move, that whatever you want merely you put into your heart. And with power of kun fayakun, it begin to manifest. Means these realities of the heart that begin to teach, if that love begins to open, they take us to the khafa. Naqshbandi zikr is based on the khafi zikr. The zikr we are doing is because we are in lands where people want to come towards reality. The real Naqshbandi zikr, the khafi zikr is done at home. That the student does their khafi practices at home and that they don't even move the tongue in the khafi zikr. It's not that they just, but they take themselves to a state of no movement, for any movement brings you to again your sense of bodily function. That they train in how to not even move, and in no movement they're doing their zikr through their heart. And that is the most powerful zikr, that is the most powerful meditation, that is the most powerful of realities for the opening of the soul. It's the khafi station, and the khafa station is under the authority of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. That Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon him, is the station of that reality and is symbolic by green. Why we wear the green turban, and why green is so important for us, because it is the station of resurrection. It is the station of ascension towards the heavens. That if all your disciplines have been put upon the body all of the desires have been brought down upon the body, and that the faculty of hearing and speaking into that Divinely oceans of light is beginning, then Sayyidina Isa comes into our life and begins to teach that, "I had no father in dunya and as a result I have no bad characteristics. What you have of bad characteristics is an inheritance from your father. I have no father and no bad characteristics, and I'm going to show you on how you can make your ascension to the heavens, that how you can resurrect yourself into the Divinely Presence." And they begin to teach, and Allah teaches, "My signs upon yourself and on the horizon." And every spring we have a celebration called Nowruz. Why was this so important in these Muslim areas? Because it was a tremendous reality of the Khafa reality, especially for Mawlana Shah Naqshband and the regions where Mawlana Shah Naqshbands and Naqshbandi tariqah was very powerful. Not because of what they understand of Nowruz, but the new day in the reality of spring. That spring was symbolic of its resurrection. Allah shows us that every year everything dies. Every plant begins its phase of death, every plant begins to lose all its leaves. It enters into the oceans of barzakh and submission. As it submits and waits, it waits for the April showers. As soon as the April shower comes, it's a state of resurrection. As soon as that rain hits that plant, hits the soil, everything becomes anew, everything becomes resurrected. And Sayyidina Isa is teaching us that the station of dying before death, the station of lowering your bad characteristics, the station of becoming nothing and bringing out the power of your soul is so simple and small for Allah. I keep saying, what's harder, to bring you into My Divinely Presence or to bring all the leaves back on the same tree? And how it's done in the billions all around this earth, all by a rain that comes in April. When that rain comes and begin to dress creation, everything begins to come new. Then the force and the reality of green is the force of life. It is the reality of life, and many different realities that Sayyidina Isa begins to teach us. If you leave the physicality and begin to focus upon the soul, that your soul will begin to come out, and the power and the reality of your soul will begin to come out and move into the Divinely Presence. There's a reality on all the lataifs and all of them taking us to the centermost akhfa reality, which is under the authority of Sayyidina Muhammad and Prophet comes into our life for the perfection of all the lataifs, for the perfection of submission and for the perfection of taking us into the Divinely Presence. The Prophet is the master of the oceans of annihilation, that to be nothing, to be absolutely nothing and take you back into your oceans of origin, where Prophet was so happy to be called Abdullah, means just to be a servant of the Divine. And Prophet comes and begins to teach us that, "Be nothing, be nothing, be nothing," and in that ocean and the reality of nothingness you can be brought into the Divinely Presence. From there is the ocean of binary code, that there's always on and off. For you to reach that which is on, you must reach a state of off. If you're on, you cannot reach towards that reality. Means the ananiya and the person who thinks themselves to be something and gives themselves so much importance, they cannot approach that reality of the Divinely Presence. And Prophet comes to teach us with all the realities of Islam is submission, to open the oceans of iman and to bring the maqam al-ihsan, is to worship as if you see Allah. Means these are all maqam al-ihsan and the oceans of annihilation, to annihilate all the bad characteristics and to move into the oceans of submission, to become nothing and to exist in the oceans of power. If you look at these lataif, that everything in our life is going to be based on this hourglass. Many zikrs are based on this, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi aliyyul adhim. Because the hawla wa la quwwata, the quwwa is coming from the akhfa reality that is in the hand of Prophet. Many of mashayikh zikrs will be based on those lataif and the understanding of that lataif. We pray that Allah give more and more Prophet give more permission, and Allah give more permission for its understanding and to enter the oceans of these realities. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salaamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi hurmati Muhammad al Mustafa, bi siri Surat al Fatiha.